local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Starting hour number three, it is 6:12 on a Tuesday, a beautiful evening on tap here. And Austin, I believe it's bands on the beach tonight, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Perfect night for it.
For sure.
Not sure who's playing, but it's going to be a good time, I'm sure.
It is Mass Confusion is the name of the group. I think they've performed at bands before because the name rings a bell.
Good, very good. Picture perfect weather there continuing this week. Joe Neubauer's got the forecast coming up here over the next 48 minutes, and we'll get you home safe on the roadways as well. Starting off with our top three stories today, the Senate is holding and taking that key vote on advancing the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
I ask my colleagues to join together to pass the supplemental today as expeditiously as possible. Send our friends abroad the aid they have long been waiting for. Let us not delay this. Let us not prolong this. Let us not keep our friends around the world waiting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there. The package includes $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and Gaza relief, and $8 billion for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. Also, it's tied to the TikTok ban that the House had passed earlier, forcing ByteDance to sell the platform or be banned in the U.S. NYPD is looking into reports that, for now, they find credible that outside groups, a.k.a. professional agitators, are funding the anti-Israel protests that have been raging on university campuses in the area over the better part of a week now. Mayor Eric Adams agrees with that assessment, and one police department official says that the student encampments at both Columbia and NYU are all using the same color tents, which they find peculiar. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial is reserving a decision on whether or not Trump violated a gag order. A hearing to determine if Trump violated that order was held this morning before testimony in the trial resumed. Trump's attorney argued he did not willfully violate the gag order. The judge replied, quote, he's losing all credibility with this court. That's our top three stories. Austin, anything happening on the roads?
Well, we'll get a quick check of that after I tell you this road and weather. Yes, this traffic and weather sponsor. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Anyways, yes, looking at our roads here, late last hour, there wasn't a ton going on. That appears to still be the case now. Our last two issues were Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But both of those areas have seemingly cleared out for the most part, so there should not be much holding you up for too long on the roads.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up, not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well, a little bit humid. No major chances for rain, a few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here from WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Our top local headlines today. Mayor D.C. Reeve says the long TSA lines at Pensacola International Airport need to stop.
I was sent an email from someone who had booked a flight with one of our carriers where it said people are missing their flights and you really need to get there early. That's not the advertisement we're looking for, that airlines are seeing so many people miss flights at our airport that they have to start notifying above us to make sure that their people are there on time.
Yeah, and that at his news conference today, Reeve says the airport was on TSA's national hotspot list 14 times, and multiple times it was twice in the same day. It's not good. He sent a letter to Senator Scott's office last week asking for help, saying he's not a knee-jerk reaction type guy, but a year's worth of problems is certainly long enough. Also, the brand new Bruce Beach Park is officially opening, and the culmination of a plan 6 years in the making at that. Saturday's opening will mark just the opening of Phase 1, which features a children's playground, pedestrian bridge to Community Maritime Park, shading as well. Folks at the Floribama saying thanks but no thanks to PETA's offer to cater this weekend's mullet toss if the lounge swaps out the mullet for rubber fish. Floribama's Jennifer Parnell tells Channel 3 that the fish that's used for the event don't go to waste.
We buy our mullet from a local market, Safe Harbor Seafood in Bon Secours, and then we toss the fish, and then afterwards we donate them to Alligator Alley to feed the alligators.
And Parnell expects the mullet toss to bring in around $40,000. It's, of course, something they've done for 40 years now, biggest event of the year out there. And all the proceeds go towards good causes, anti-drug programs, and helping out our local schools. PPD notifying residents about online and phone scammers. Law enforcement agencies, they say, will never, ever, ever send an email or call and ask for money via gift card, credit card, crypto, or any electronic funding source like PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. Scammers will almost always use bullying tactics like saying the money is needed to settle a warrant, pay a bail bond, or parking ticket. And scammers are also able to show legitimate phone numbers on caller ID that belong to law enforcement agencies, and they'll even use the names of actual police officers as well. BPD says one recent victim lost very close to $50,000, and they're taking reports almost daily from new victims. So be alert and just trust what law enforcement agencies are telling you that, hey, we're not going to call, we're not going to email, we're not going to text you for money for stuff. We're just never going to do that, no matter how convincing it may sound. And of course, if you have any doubts, just give the police department a call or the sheriff's office and find out more. Protect yourself there. We'll take a break on that note. 6:18, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about this case out of Oregon the Supreme Court heard yesterday dealing with an anti-camping by homeless people ordinance and the implications of whatever that ruling winds up to be for us here in Florida and certainly here in Pensacola. Also, some very entertaining comments, sad entertaining comments from the Escambia County Commissioners yesterday, Santa Rosa Administrator Devan Cook's final interview before he retires next week, and Chip Simmons, the sheriff, was here. All of these podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Really quickly here, before another traffic and weather update, getting some of our state headlines out of the way. President Biden today in Tampa talking about abortion rights. Biden attacked the six-week abortion ban that's going to be allowed to take effect next week by the Florida Supreme Court.
We'll teach Donald Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the movement of America. I mean it.
And he blames Trump for the Dobbs decision, returning the issue to the states. Trump has said states should decide the abortion issue and hasn't backed calls for a national ban. The Florida Policy Institute claims that California's tax system is much fairer than Florida's is. That's despite Florida not having an income tax. That's based on a new study that finds the bottom 40% of income earners pay a higher tax rate than California.
Sales taxes are regressive. According to revenue projections for the current fiscal year, sales taxes account for nearly 80% of all general revenue collected in our state.
Now, they say policymakers can shift the tax burden by closing corporate tax loopholes. Also, the new Florida Gaming Compact with the Seminole Tribe will raise revenue and potentially improve the livelihood of all Florida taxpayers.
Hey, I thought you were doing top three stories. I didn't know you had started national. That's why I was quiet, by the way, just a moment ago. So that's my bad. Sorry, America. FSU is dealing with a temporary setback in its dispute with the Atlantic Coast Conference. A judge in Tallahassee on Monday granted the ACC's motion to dismiss FSU's lawsuit against the conference, but is allowing the school to amend its complaint regarding the jurisdiction in which the case should be heard. The judge also urged FSU and the ACC to attempt good faith mediation to resolve their differences.
Not happening.
No chance.
Governor DeSantis signing two bills on environmental issues. One supports expanding a program by FDOT that builds crossings that allow wildlife to get across highways and avoid car crashes.
This is evidence-based. When you have these crossings, it does reduce the number of vehicle collisions involving panthers and other endangered species.
Another bill renews the state's program to mitigate the effects of red tide and blue-green algae.
And lastly, here in your state headlines before traffic and weather, the Pinellas County School Board is considering a new policy for cell phone usage in schools.
So I appreciate the process that you went through in order to do this, because cell phones, everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. And we were able to listen to everybody's opinion and come up with a policy that best suited their needs.
It would allow elementary and middle school students to bring a phone to school, but it would have to be kept out of sight. As for high school students, they can bring their phones and can use them, but only during certain times, never of which is in class. A public hearing on the new policy is set for June 11th. 625 here, a very quick check of the roads and weather. Two spots of note currently. We do have some accident reports on Navarre Parkway. This is just west of Highway 87. So if you're traveling westbound on the parkway, just passing Highway 87, 7 there, you are going to have some minor backups in that immediate vicinity. Hopefully won't worsen, but we will nonetheless keep an eye on it. And then we did have some backups, I wanted to say, on North Davis Highway, but those have seemingly cleared out. So outside of that accident report on Navarre Parkway, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Here's Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Beautiful and calm weather continues through the remainder of the work week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday keep high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Low temperatures warm up gradually. We'll be in the 60s each and every morning to finish things out. Rain chance-wise, we'll be dry too. Mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the week. Only thing I have to mention is rip current risk coming up. Could see some rougher surf Friday and through this upcoming weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you. Going back to the cell phone conversation, because I know it's certainly a hot-button topic. Hasn't really gotten here, although I would anticipate that it might in the coming years, about, hey, what do we do with cell phones with students? And, yeah, do I think that there are some students that can handle having a cell phone in school and just – It's on them, but they're not on it all the time? Yeah, I certainly can, but you just look at the trajectory that society has been on with how much screen time there is. And, of course, you know, learning is so much more centric on technology than it was when I was in school. You know, we had actual books back then. I don't know, did you have books that you had to use, or was it all on tablets?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Oh, so you were genuinely asking?
Yeah.
I never used a tablet. We never had
really?
That. Nah. But that's what makes this kind of weird for me, this whole like strict enforcement, because we've seen schools go in the technological direction. And I did have teachers who would say, you know, hey, they would encourage you, use your phone on this or that, or if you need to use your phone, whatever. And that's especially a college thing. I know this is like high school and below. But nonetheless, it's like we are just in a place where this stuff is going to be used. And the more people that have them and can easily access them, the harder they're going to be to restrict.
Right. Well, yeah, I do think it's a good idea. I'm in favor of restricting it, because to me it's not just the, yes, we want the students' attentions in the classroom. It's also, hey, the interpersonal skills, the looking people in the eye, and just
right.
Because that's so important as well. And so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at on that. If you have any thoughts, text them in at 850-437-1620. You can weigh in on that. Just shy of 6:30 here. Won't get to our national news, but just a quick recap of today's top three stories. The Senate is holding a key vote on advancing the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific Day. It's also tied to the TikTok ban that the House passed last month, I think, that if ByteDance doesn't sell TikTok, that it would be banned in the U.S., NYPD is of the opinion that outside groups are funding the anti-Israel protests that have kind of gotten out of hand at universities in the city. Police official says that professional agitators are behind the protests, and noting that student encampments at both Columbia and NYU are all using the same color tents. And there was day two of the hush money trial, Donald Trump in New York City as well. First, though, a hearing on whether or not Trump violated a gag order, and the judge reversing the decision, saying to his attorney, quote, he's losing all credibility with this court. Fox News update is coming up. Quick look at our national headlines, sports, health, business, and science as well on Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial continues. Fox's Nate Foy has details.
The state's first witness, former American media CEO and President David Pecker, testified about his efforts, along with former President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump leading up to the 2016 presidential election and publishing negative stories about Trump's opponents.
Trump calls the case election interference. So members of the Biden administration are commenting on pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University and other college campuses this week and what they say are some anti-Semitic incidents.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates telling reporters what is happening at these anti-Israel protests is wrong. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying in a statement, quote, anti-Semitic hate on college campuses is unacceptable. I'm deeply concerned by what is happening at Columbia University.
It's Fox's Hillary Vaughn. America's listening to Fox News.
Pesco with your money now. Right now, about 30 million people, roughly one in five workers, are subject to so-called non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a prescribed period of time. Well, those rules are slated to be scrapped by this September, thanks to a 3-2 vote today by the Federal Trade Commission. Analysts say the rule change is certain to be challenged in court well before that. With demand for consumer electronics starting to pick up after months of decline, chipmaker Texas Instruments is projecting spring quarter revenue of about $3.8 billion, a bit above what analysts had been forecasting. The uptick in demand is due in large part to the addition of artificial intelligence capabilities to personal computers and smartphones. Shares of TI are up 6.25% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks pushed higher for a second straight session. The Dow Industrials rose 263 points. The S&P 500 leaped 60. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 245, 1.6%. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Congrats to Andy Reid, who signed the contract extension through the 2029 season that makes him the highest paid coach in the league. For years, Reid was viewed as a very good coach who couldn't win the big game. And then in his 21st season as a head coach, he finally won it all. Reid now has won 3 Super Bowls. And with Patrick Mahomes in his prime as your QB, more titles are coming. And that means Big Red will go down as one of the greatest coaches to ever step foot on an NFL sideline. I'm Zach Gelb.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon's a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Luckily, there's not much to report on the roads here. Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound, just past Highway 87, we do have an accident report that's been causing some backups in that immediate vicinity, but nothing too severe. Also have just a short little stretch of pretty slow traffic on Fairfield Drive. This is if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up, not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. A little bit humid. No major chances for rain. A few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here from WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:38 now. Look at our national news. The case of an Arizona rancher accused of killing a migrant on his property is being declared a mistrial. George Kelly was being charged in the shooting death of a Mexican man who was crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally in 2023. Kelly says he fired warning shots, but did not hit the migrant. The 75-year-old claims he fired the shots to protect his family and property.
And the Justice Department is reaching a nearly $140 million civil settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. It resolves claims that the FBI mishandled the initial investigation into the disgraced doctor. He's in prison for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes under his medical care, including members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team.
And also, U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich's appeal against the extension of his pretrial detention in Russia is denied. Gershkovich, of course, reporting for the Wall Street Journal, has been in detention for over a year after he was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. Those charges have been rejected by Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government.
And a search is underway for a former police officer accused of killing his ex-wife and underage girlfriend in Washington State. Elias Huizar is accused of killing his ex, Amber Rodriguez, at the elementary school where she worked, and a second victim, identified as a 17-year-old he had been dating, and they were found dead near the school shortly after. He's also believed to have abducted his one-year-old son.
6:40 now in News Radio. More playoff hockey and basketball on tonight, right?
Yes, that is correct. A TNT doubleheader should be starting shortly if it has not already. Suns at Timberwolves at 6:30, followed by Mavs at Clippers at 9. Also, in just about an hour, we got Pacers at Bucks at 7:30 on NBA TV. As for the NHL, we've got a good game going right now. In the first period, 5.5 minutes left to go, the Rangers are beating the Capitals 2-1. That game's going to be followed by the Avalanche at Jets at 8:30. Meanwhile, getting underway right now on ESPN2 is another doubleheader, Lightning at Panthers at 6:30, followed by Predators at Canucks at 9. Joe, you and I both said last hour that the Nuggets are our favorites to win right now. We didn't really have much of a thought on the NHL because I think that's the sport that we're probably into the least.
Yeah.
However, I did do some quick research. I want to give an official prediction. Looking at these standings here, the conferences are pretty deep, you know, equally so. But I know, like, the Panthers and the Stars have, like, Stanley Cup experience previously, you know, and recently. So I think I'm expecting one of them. But the Rangers do have the best record in the league. So I've narrowed it down to three: Rangers, Panthers, and Stars. I'm assuming you are just going to willfully, ignorantly agree to that.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
And then we've got just some MLB action here. Astros at Cubs at 6:40 on TBS, so that should be getting underway any moment now. Rays and Tigers, that game began at 5:50. The Rays are losing in the middle of the fourth, 1-0. And the Braves and Marlins are also playing. They are tied at 0 in the bottom of the second. And then a headline here out of women's basketball very quickly. Caitlin Clark is reportedly set to sign a deal with Nike worth $28 million. The deal spans 8 years and includes a signature shoe. It would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player ever.
Yeah, well-deserved.
Oh, for sure.
Federal regulators today enacting a nationwide ban on non-compete agreements, which keeps millions of Americans from changing jobs within their industries or perhaps in their areas where they reside. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to approve a new rule which would ban non-competes for all workers in 120 days. Legal challenges are expected.
And construction of the high-speed electric rail line between Las Vegas and Los Angeles is underway. The route is projected to cut the travel time between the cities from about 3 to 4 hours to a little more than two. The 218-mile rail line is expected to open to the public by 2028.
Well, new home sales surged in March despite high mortgage rates. Figures from the Commerce Department show sales of new single-family homes were at a seasonally adjusted rate of 693,000 units. As an 8.8% jump over February's number, the average price of a new home sold last month nearly $525,000.
And an Australian court is ordering X to block all users from seeing violent footage of a Sydney church stabbing. Tammy Trujillo has more.
The video in question shows a 16-year-old suspect yelling in Arabic and referring to insults made against the prophet before stabbing members of the clergy last week. X had blocked the video for users with Australian IP addresses, but the court said that didn't go far enough, with one lawyer arguing the video would cause irreparable harm if it continues to circulate. Musk is pushing back on the order, saying it opens the door for any country to control the entire internet. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Self-checkout lanes have fallen out of favor, and some big-name retailers are looking to close them. It's all about stopping shoplifters.
They're doing it in stores where they feel that they had higher shrink. So they're trying to see if it helps.
Well, younger shoppers like Austin and myself love the self-checkout option, so removing them is a delicate balance. Walmart announced that they are phasing out the self-checkouts in St. Louis, and Dollar General made a decision recently returning to regular checkouts at thousands of locations. I was thinking after we read this in the first hour that I was actually, I will go to Dollar General, if not every Sunday morning, almost every single one, because one thing I do for our church kids is, you know, I'll buy the single bag of potato chips, you know, I'll pass them out to the church kids or whatever. So I will stop at a Dollar General almost every Sunday to replenish my supply. And I noticed as I walked in, grabbed my stuff and then went to the self-checkouts that the three or four of them that were in there all had signs over that says, hey, not available or whatever, which was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Because, okay, it's like, what are they down or what? It just says, hey, these aren't available. And then, you know, of course, you got to stand in line and one person's buying like $38 worth of lottery tickets or, you know, doing this and that. And I'm just like, I'm just sitting there, right? And it's just kind of, you get conditioned to being able to just walk up, take care of it, and get out of there. And now you're kind of just left to others' devices as they, you know, move through the lines. So I was not too happy on Sunday, but we'll see if that was one of them affected.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know.
First world probs, Austin.
Absolutely it is. But no, it is very, from my perspective, a very fair complaint. 6:45 here, just in time for another very quick check of the roads and weather. We had some congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, just past Highway 87 from a previously reported traffic incident. It has seemingly lessened a good deal, but nonetheless, it is still ever so slightly causing some issues there. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
Beautiful and calm weather continues through the remainder of the work week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday keep high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Low temperatures warm up gradually. We'll be in the 60s each and every morning to finish things out. Rain chance wise, we'll be dry too. Mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the week. Only thing I have to mention is rip current risk coming up. Could see some rougher surf Friday and through this upcoming weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. My wife texting in. She does not like the self-checkouts, but she is much, much, much older than I am. So I understand that.
Why is, why does she not?
I don't know.
Oh. I was about to say, how old is she? Because you said she's much older, but that's a rude question. So I won't go there. I'm sorry.
She's 37.
Oh, okay. Isn't that how old you are?
I am 37, but I was born
oh my lord
3 months before or after she was.
Okay, yeah, so that doesn't count. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. It's an opportunity for folks to safely dispose of their prescription drugs that are no longer needed. The goal is to keep prescription painkillers from being misused and to educate the public about prescription drug abuse.
At Wall Street, closing higher on strong earning results. The Dow Jones Industrial up 263 points to 38,503. S&P 500 up 60, and the NASDAQ climbed 245. She says, why should I have to do more to save the company money?
Well, that is true. And I do think about the whole situation with like people needing jobs and all that. It does replace human labor. I do get that. However, like, man, it is just easy, especially if you got just a few
items.
Because typically self-checkout is like 20 items or less or something like that. So I'll go up to the self-checkout thing.
It annoys me, though, when I'm in the self-checkout and I get like a pop-up or something, like I try to scan or something, and it says, please wait for an attendant. Oh, that drives me nuts,
That is annoying.
That drives me so crazy.
Especially when it's something that's not your fault. Like if you didn't do anything wrong, it's just a technical error. Yeah, that sucks. An update after everyone piled on The Rock and Oprah for raising money for the Maui wildfires. Their fundraiser ended up bringing in over $60 million. And officials say that the bulk of it came from them. Initially, they pledged to donate just $10 million, and a lot of people were critical that it wasn't enough given their massive wealth. But hey, $10 million, $60 million, either way, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. We'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, good news to finish up next.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in the Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now at News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday. Beautiful weather continuing. It's going to last all through the week, so fear not. We've got bands on the beach about 8 minutes away. Perhaps you're on the way there right now. Austin, who is the group that's performing again?
Mass Confusion.
All right, very good. So, yeah, great show, great environment, and the weather could not be better for that. If you are just joining us or just catching in here, dropping in our top three stories, we have the Senate holding the key vote today on advancing the aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. It also is tied to the TikTok ban that the House passed last month that requires ByteDance, the parent company, to sell the platform or be banned in the U.S. NYPD is investigating reports that outside groups are funding the anti-Israel protests that have caused a lot of issues at universities and colleges in the city. A deputy commissioner says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protests centered on the Israel-Hamas war. And the former president's hush money trial is continuing on day two of testimony today. There was also a hearing this morning before the testimony resumed about whether Trump had violated his gag order. Mayor D.C. Reeves here locally says that he wrote a letter to Senator Rick Scott because he's fed up, as I'm sure anybody who frequents or has been to the airport in the last year has noticed, that the TSA lines have not gotten any better. In fact, they've probably gotten worse. And this despite the fact that last fall, TSA spent, it was in the summer as well, kind of over a few months in a couple of different phases, they enhanced the equipment at the TSA screening with the idea that, hey, we're putting in this new technology that'll make things a bit easier for people to get through the lines. Well, the problem is that they don't have enough workers. And Mayor Reeves saying, hey, from personal experience, I've gone there and there's four lines, but just one lane open. And then everybody has to go through. So he wrote a letter to the senator to see what can be done on that. Also, the Bruce Beach Park brand spanking new. It's opening to the public this Saturday. So if you're looking for something family friendly to do, that's a great spot there. Of course, right next to Community Maritime Park, right there on the water. 6:55, Austin, final check of the roads today, sir.
Well, it seems like we are not dealing with much. Luckily, that's pretty par for the course here at this hour. We do have some backups. If you are traveling, it appears to be westbound on Hood Drive towards Pensacola Boulevard, we do have some backups there. And near that, we've got some minor backups at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and North Palafox Street, but it is not looking too severe at this time. And then previously this hour, we had an accident reported on Navarre Parkway just west of Highway 87, but just about all of the issues there have seemingly cleared out. So if you're having problems on the roads besides those few areas, they should not hold you up for too long.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up. Not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. A little bit humid. No major chances for rain. A few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Looking here at some wackier stories and good news now. A 40-year-old man in Colorado named Eugene Robertson was found guilty of multiple charges, including a pretty bizarre interaction at a Burger King in 2022. He'd gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a baggie of drugs instead of money.
Of course he did.
The employee refused, rightfully so. So Eugene did the natural thing that I think all of us have done before when we've been rebuked for attempting to pay with drugs, is we pull out a gun, right?
Speak for yourself.
That's what he did.
Brother.
He didn't shoot, though. He drove off, and he made it as far as the 7-Eleven across the street where he tried to do the same thing again. This time, though, he did pull a gun on the employee and fired the gun at that time. A witness also pulled out a gun and fired back, and there was a brief gunfight. Thankfully, nobody was hit. After that, he shot into an apartment where a friend lived. In all, he's facing more than 400 years in prison for everything that happened that night.
As he should. I don't know what that dude's deal is. Let's see. In good news here, a 35-year-old man in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a fridge strapped to his back. If this story rings a bell to you, we've touched on this guy before. His name is Daniel Fairbrother. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. You might remember him from when cops stopped him during a training run a few months back. That's what we covered. And they thought he was a burglar because why else would you be running with a fridge on your back? He did the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research. And he's been trying to break a world record for fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. There's an industry for that, I suppose. It looks like he did fall short of that this time. But hey, big congrats on the engagement. That's a lot more important, I can assure you.
Absolutely. Let's see. Pretty nuts footage out of Minnesota. If you haven't seen it, a 71-year-old guy crashed his SUV on I-94 last week. His driver's side doors were pinned shut by a guardrail. His car caught fire. Random people rushed in and saved him. They couldn't pry the doors open, but somebody managed to smash out his window, and they were able to get him out just in time. Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt as well. So that's good there. Of course, we talked about the Bruce Beach Park opening. That's some good news here. We did get an update from the Floribama Lounge. Of course, yesterday we were talking about how PETA had offered to cater the mullet toss if they went with rubber fish instead of mullet. Floribama respectfully declining, saying that, hey, we use the fish. It does not go to waste. They give it to alligator refuge or something, and the alligators eat it.
They give it to gators, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the good stuff there, and they buy it from a local source as well there. All right, that'll do it for us here. Minute left. Austin, it is, let's see, you got any big plans for tonight?
No, I do not. I plan on going home and relaxing, and that's the way I like it. How about yourself?
Same. Maybe spend some time on the outside porch.
That sounds nice, especially with this weather.
The weather's going to be very nice, a bit cool, so
yeah,
sign me up for that. Over the weekend, I had talked with my wife about we were looking for somewhere to go, and I said, you know where I haven't gone to eat a long time I really have a craving for? Tuscan Oven Pizza Place.
Yeah.
She can't eat there because they don't have anything really for her, but we had it for lunch at the station today, and I've got take home. So thank you to Tuscan Oven for providing the delicious lunch today and my dinner.